point, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
We'll start out with some John Prine with a piece called The Sins of Mephisto. It kind of makes me want to play The Mephisto Waltz by Franz Liszt. But I don't think you want to hear that. Great piece. After that, we have Three Dog Night with Black and White, and then Paul McCartney Wings with Good Night Tonight.
Nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Mephisto. Sally used to play with her hula hoops. Now she tells her problems to therapy groups. Grandpa's on the front lawn staring at a rake, wondering if his marriage was a terrible mistake. I'm sitting on the front steps drinking Orange Crush, wondering if it's possible for me to still blush. Oh yeah. A boy on a bike with corduroy slacks sleeps in the river by the railroad tracks. Waits for the whistle on the train to scream so he could close his eyes and begin to dream. Oh yeah. From the bells of St. Mary to the Count of Monte Cristo, nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Mephisto. On his watch spins slowly around with his mind on a bus that goes all over town, looking at the babies in the factories, listening to the music of Mr. Squeeze. As if by magic or remote control, he finds a piece of a puzzle that he missed in his soul. Oh yeah. From the bells of St. Mary to the Count of Monte Cristo, nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Mephisto. Adam and Eve and Lucy and Ricky bit the Big Apple and got a little sticky. Esmeralda and the Hunchback of Notre Dame, they humped each other like they had no shame. They paused as they posed for a Polaroid photo. She whispered in his ear, exactly Odo, Quasimodo. From the bells of St. Mary to the Count of Monte Cristo, nothing can stop, nothing can stop, nothing can stop the sins of Mephisto. Sally used to play with her hula hoops. Now she tells her problems to therapy groups. Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Jackson 5's next with us with Never Say Goodbye, and Gordon Lightfoot, the record, Edmund Fitzgerald, and then Joe Walsh with Happy Ways.
Yeah. said she lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up for dead, and the skies of November turn gloomy. With the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. A big ship and true was a bound of it should when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. But afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When summertime came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the big ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The searchers all say they have made whitefish pay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and days are for sportsmen. And farther below Lake Ontario, it takes in what Lake Erie can center. But the iron boats go as the mariners all go, with the gales of November remembered. Cathedral.
church bell chime, delivering 29 times courage, man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. Superior, they say, never gives up or did when the gales of November come early.
Way cool. Well, Sly and the Family Stone up next with My World. After that, Dennis Coffey and Detroit Guilt. Kill King after that with its Too Late Baby. You know, it's too late. Anyway, here's Sly. Feeling deep inside.
the one thing I defend. She's my friend and best of kin in my world. My troubles disappear. Anytime she's near.
Thank you.
The Satin Tones are next with us with Motor City. Then we have one that's kind of got my attention. It's Murray Head Very, very gifted singer. The piece is called Superstar. I believe that's from Jesus Christ Superstar, that movie written by the soundtracks by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and then Jim Rice is involved too. Hopefully it's that one. After that, Alan Toussaint with I've Got to Convince Myself. Here's the Satin Tones.
The Motor City, oh, that's the place I'm singing of. Hey, hey, the Motor City, oh, that's the place I'm singing of. Well, I've traveled around from town to town. That is where I met my love. They say down in the Southland, they've got some pretty girls down there. And also in the East, and also in the West. But I bet that neither one can compare with the Motor City. Oh, that's the place I'm singing of. Well, I've traveled around from town to town. That is where I met my love. Detroit is known for its automobiles. It really put the nation on wheels. To me, Detroit means a different thing. It's got the little girl that make my heart sing. The Motor City, now that's the place I'm singing of. Well, I've traveled around from town to town. That is where I met my love. They say down in the Southland, they've got some pretty girls down there. And also in the East, and also in the West. But I bet that neither one can compare with the Motor City. And that's the place I'm singing of. Well, I've traveled around from town to town. That is where I met my love.
Motor City.
Yeah, Motor City. That's where I met my baby. We're talking about the big D now.
That's the place where I met my baby.
Crazy, crazy, Motor City.
Crazy, crazy.
That's
the place where I met my
Don't get me wrong. I done told you that I don't love you no more. I done found somebody else. I done tried hard to convince you, girl. Now I've got to convince myself. Whoa. I done told you I don't want to see you no more. Love is gone, there's nothing left. Oh baby, I done tried hard to convince you, sister woman. Now I've got to convince myself. Whoa. For the love of God, I can't make up my mind. Am I saying what I'm meaning, or am I just marking time? Baby, 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 I done told you that I don't need you no more. You got to find somebody else, oh honey. I done tried hard to convince you my love, but now I've got to convince myself. Oh yeah. La di da 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 da. Do 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 do. Whoa. Baby, honey, sugar. Whoa. For the love of God. I don't want to see you no more. Love is gone, there's nothing left. I done tried hard to convince you my love. Now I've got to convince myself.
Lynn Diamond's next with I Am I Said. After that, Larry Croce with Junk Food Junkie. There it is. And then Sherry Taylor along with Singin' Sam with Old Lover.
Ellie's fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. Leaving me lonely still. Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one.
But I got an emptiness deep inside that I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried. I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. I am myself. I am, I cried.
You know I love that organic cooking, I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural, on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes they are. Oh, but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet, where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime, you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert, and wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I take some of my Mr. Natural. Oh yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime I'm Mr. Nasty, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me.
Thank you. flowers, I become so wise. I found someone to love me, that's true. She really, oh, what am I?
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
All right, Mickey Woods, take us to the top of the hour here with Poor Sam Jones.
Sam Jones, he left his family 20 years ago. Now he's rich as he can be, but he lives his life in misery. Such a fool to go and say goodbye to three crying children and a nagging wife. But times were hard and life was fast. Now loneliness has caught him at so old. He's getting gray. His youngest child is a man today. If only he could live back then, he'd never make that same mistake again. Got money and he's got friends, but none will stick to the bitter end. With all his money and all that he owns, poor Sam Jones will die.
I begin to wonder, babe, I I said I'm getting a wonder woman.